This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the latest news from the North East Radio Club. Now, last Wednesday, the coffee club was back to normal. Yes, the Bacon Brew Cafe was open, and everybody enjoyed all their usual coffees and nibbles and whatnot. So a good crowd was there, and we all had a good chat together. So don't forget that every Wednesday at the Tea Tree Gully Library, you'll find the coffee club. So come along and have a chat and a brew or two. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday, the 26th of January, 2024, at the usual venue, the Modbury West Community Hall, which is in Capulet Crescent. Now, get there at about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start, and there'll be plenty of tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. And don't forget, every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network, you will find the F-Troop Net. Yes, come on up and have a chat for an hour or so, and tell everybody what you've been doing and perhaps brag about a new piece of equipment you got. That's every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Well, that's all I've got for this week's news, so don't forget to stay negative. That COVID is still lurking around in the shadows. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. For those of you who are interested, Norbert VK0 Alpha India has been on the band sporadically of late using FT8. There is no way to predict his appearance, so you will need to keep an eye on the DX clusters and your ears tuned to the bands. A number of our members have been having fun on 10 metres, with numerous contacts into Japan and entities nearby. Our first business meeting for 2024 is getting closer, and we will be calling a special general meeting at this one in order to prepare to upgrade our club's constitution to bring it into line with current practice with regard to the auditing of our accounts each year. Please note that it is no longer a requirement for a registered auditor to examine your club's books. Any competent person can perform the task. Our coffee and chat mornings have been going extremely well of late. At the session the week before last, we had four members of the Portland and South West Districts Club come along, one of whom is also a member of our group. We also had a good turnout of our own members, and so it was a lively and very enjoyable get-together. A few of our members have got excited about building vertical antennas, as demonstrated by Marty, VK4 Kilo Charlie. Tim, VK5AV, has bought one of his ready-made ones, and a couple of other members have ordered the appropriate bits and pieces to make their own. By all accounts, these antennas work quite well, and we watch on with interest. Hopefully there will be some demonstrations a bit further down the track, a good topic for an activity night. As mentioned in previous week's episodes, the plan to relocate our 2-meter antennas at the Bluff is now coming together. Weather permitting, we have a date set for this working bee to happen. I will let you know as soon as we have a result. We are hopeful that this will see a good increase in the footprint of this antenna after many months of suboptimal coverage. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. AREG's January meeting is on Friday the 19th at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. This month's presentation will be from Andy, VK5AKH, titled contesting a 10-year journey from foundation license to 2x1 call sign. Andy will look back on contesting activities over the last 10 years, including being bitten by the bug as a foundation license holder, to grid square hopping during VHF-UHF field days, resulting in contest rule changes, to large multi-operator stations with the AREG. If you've never come along to one of our meetings, we'd love to see you there, and all guests are welcome. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast via Zoom. As usual, check out the AREG website for more information on this and other upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hi all, this is Nathan, VK5DAD, from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On Thursday the 1st of February 2024, at 19:30 hours at our club rooms, Seaford Meadows Scout Hall, Railway Parade, Seaford Meadows, Bernie, life member, and one of the founders, VK5ABS, will be doing a talk on the South Coast Amateur Radio Club's history and changes that has happened since the club was formed. We look forward to seeing you there for our first Tech Talk of 2024. 73s, this is Nathan, VK5DAD, from the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.